Thank you. Good morning, everyone. My name is Caitlin. I'm the evaluator for the State Tobacco Control Program, and I'd like to recognize my co-author, Michelle Sandoval, and I think she may be in the audience. So, Michelle, if you're here, yeah, go ahead. Hi. Thank you so much. We're fortunate to have Michelle in Indiana stationed as our CDC epidemiology advisor. She's been a great help to the Tobacco Control Program as well as the other chronic disease programs in Indiana, so thank you. So today, I'm going to talk a little bit about how we've started to measure e-cigarette use prevalence through our youth tobacco survey in Indiana. And it's kind of an ongoing process. E-cigarettes, I don't know how many of you are familiar with the products, but just a quick background. They appeared on the U.S. market in 2007. They contain a battery, usually a nicotine cartridge, and then a heating element which volatilizes the liquid in the nicotine cartridge and delivers an aerosol that typically contains nicotine directly to the user. They have surged in popularity since they reached the U.S. market, so we saw a real surge in popularity between 2009 and 2011. When they first arrived on the U.S. market in 2007, they were a novel product. They didn't appear to be very popular, but then grew in popularity exponentially. Sales grew exponentially, which I don't think anyone in the public health community anticipated. So unfortunately, we're trying to play catch up and add these questions to our surveillance systems when really they should have been added many, many years ago. There is a nationwide community of vapers. Users call themselves vapers. They vape e-cigarettes, and they've formed communities through online forums, national conferences, and whatnot. So I could go on and on about that. There are several variations of electronic nicotine delivery devices that have also come onto the market after the 2007 introduction of the basic e-cigarette, which mimicked a traditional e-cigarette. So you can see the different variations. They all contain the three main components of some kind of liquid nicotine cartridge and a battery and a heating element, which then volatilizes the liquid and delivers an aerosol to the user. So we know that there's been significant marketing to youth of these products. So the tobacco industry was stifled by some policies that have put in place over the past 30 years that have changed the way that they can advertise and market cigarettes and other tobacco products. For example, they can't be advertised on TV, they can't be advertised in billboards or on the radio, they can't sponsor sporting events, and those restrictions they don't include e-cigarettes. So e-cigarettes, it's pretty much an open market for e-cigarettes advertising. E-cigarettes are also available in many candy and fruit flavors, so you can see why and how they appeal to youth and why it's important to conduct surveillance on the prevalence of these products among our youth. So in 2012, the CDC added an e-cigarettes question to their core set of questions that they provide to states. At this point, it was a catch-all prevalence question that also included it was a multiple-choice question that included products such as hookah, spit tobacco, BDs, and Credix. So it didn't isolate e-cigarettes, but they did ask about e-cigarettes ever and current prevalence for the first time on the Youth Tobacco Survey in 2012. In 2014, Indiana opted to retain those two catch-all questions from 2012, but we added our own state-added questions that isolated the products. So we asked about current use, which is at least once in the past 30 days, and then ever use or lifetime use of e-cigarettes. We included an example of the product in the question. So have you used e-cigarettes or electronic nicotine delivery devices such as Enjoy or Blue at least once in the past 30 days, or for the lifetime question, at least one puff, ever in your entire life. So we're hoping, we don't have 2014 data back yet, I'd hope that we had for time for me to present the data to you all, but we're hoping to tease out a better, more reliable rate of prevalence as we isolate that product in the individual questions. So in 2012, We measured ever use and current use of e-cigarettes in that catch-all question for middle and high school students. You can see ever use was 4% among middle school students, and high school students used e-cigarettes. Lifetime use was 11%. It was a little lower as measured current use. And then what's disturbing here is, as we look at current cigarette smokers and current e-cigarette users, the prevalence of those who are dually using the products are quite high at 16% for middle school and nearly 20% of high school students. So some concerns about these products is that they're largely unregulated. They are marketed in ways that cigarettes cannot be marketed. They're undermining a lot of smoke-free air laws because they're not included in a lot of smoke-free air laws. So we see the potential to reverse this social norms change that we've had success with over the last 50 years in tobacco control. Thank you. So current use of e-cigarettes as measured by the National Youth Tobacco Survey, you can see in 2012, in the same data year that we collected data on ever and current use for the first time, our rates are quite similar to the national rates in 2012, and you can see in 2013 and 2014, prevalence rates grew exponentially over time. So in 2014, we have current use among high school students rising to 13%. Which is pretty disturbing. So we expect our prevalence rate among high school students to be quite high in 2014 as measured by the Indiana Youth Tobacco Survey as well. A little breakdown by race and ethnicity. We know that from the 2012 data, white youth and Hispanic youth are significantly more likely to have ever or currently used e-cigarettes than their black youth counterparts. So some public health policy interventions that Indiana has been able to put in place that we hope will circumvent the popularity of e-cigarettes among youth include amending our current tobacco-free grounds policies in school districts to include the prohibition of e-cigarettes and electronic nicotine delivery devices. And we do that by just adding the products to the definition of tobacco products that is written into the policy. And any worksite can do this as well. Laws limiting use. Our smoke-free air law in the state does not include e-cigarettes, so e-cigarettes are not prohibited in all areas where cigarette smoking is prohibited, unfortunately. But at the local level, we have the power to pass laws that are stronger than our statewide law, fortunately. So in Indianapolis, Marion County, and in Hancock County, one of the adjacent contiguous counties, the smoke-free air law that covers the local city or cover e-cigarettes as well. So you cannot use e-cigarettes in bars, restaurants, or workplaces in Indianapolis or the adjacent Hancock County. We hope to expand that prohibition statewide at some point. And then additional regulatory measures passed by the Indiana General Assembly include an amendment to the current Youth Tobacco Access Law, which passed in 2013, prohibiting the sale of e-cigarettes to youth or minors under the age of 18. Not all states have done this, so surprisingly in some states, anyone of any age can buy e-cigarettes, another concern with these products. And then in 2015, just this year, Senate enrolled Act 463 required e-cigarette retailers to obtain a tobacco retail license like any other tobacco retailer in order to sell these products, establish some safer manufacturing standards, and also put child-proof packaging standards in place. I think that's all that I have. Do we have time for questions?
No.
Okay, thank you very much.